www.tea.com.
Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Starting out the second hour of the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report, we're going to be talking about some resource companies in this hour. We're going to start out with a company that I am very, very close to. In the interest of full disclosure, I have to say that I am an investor in this company. My wife and I did invest some fairly serious dollars in the company. So don't construe this as being investment advice, because it's not. I am highly prejudiced. Why am I highly prejudiced? Well, I'll put my money where my mouth is, number one. Number two, they are sponsors on our website. That means if you want to get any more information on the company, just click on the banner. And number three, the president of the company, Larry Ray, is someone who I have known for over 30 years, and I know that this guy knows what he's doing. You want to hear the last reason? Two good friends of mine, Dr. Michael Berry and his son Chris, have done some research on this company. They like what they see. We're going to hear from Chris right now. Chris, I'm a real believer in what Larry is doing with American Manganese. What do you think? You think I'm nuts?
No, you know what? I don't think you're nuts at all. And thanks for having me on, first of all, Al. And secondly, if I could just take a slight detour and talk about why American Manganese is well-positioned where it is today. And that speaks to manganese as a metal. Many people don't realize it, but there is no North American production of manganese currently.
Exactly.
It is critical for the construction of steel. So if you think about iron ore production and steel production as the end result, without manganese, steel does not get produced. So it raises a couple of different interesting issues. Number one is obviously import dependence. That's something that I know I've spoken to you a lot about with respect to some of the other metals.
Yeah.
But there are three deposits that I'm aware of in North America, one in Canada and two in the United States, both of which are Arizona. And American Manganese is one of the two in Arizona. They have the Artillery Peak deposit, which actually was mined between 1928 and 1955.
You and your dad have visited that, if I'm not mistaken.
I did. Yeah. We helicoptered out.
The big helicopter ride.
I was there in February, and you know, you can see the outcroppings, and I've got some great pictures of the pit wall. The geologist standing next to the pit wall, and when you see the picture, you realize how big the deposit actually is. So, you know, again, from the standpoint of import dependence, we've got these minerals in our own backyard, and it's time that we took a closer look at a company like American Manganese that owns the asset 100% and has a near-term plan to get into production.
Larry was telling me when he was on the show at some point, I think it was about 2 weeks ago, he was talking about, you know, some of the potential, and I want to underscore the word potential here, markets, though, for their product, when and if it becomes a product. And boy, the battery industry for these guys is just huge, the potential.
It is, and you know, I've done quite a bit of research into the battery industry. If you're a believer in the electrification of the future and the electric vehicle revolution, if you will, whether or not that takes hold in North America or Asia or what have you, the key is finding the right battery chemistry. Lithium is the critical element there. However, what we're finding is that manganese in the cathode, I believe, offers a much deeper, longer, stronger charge than just traditional lithium ion or lithium cobalt, which is sort of the standard right now. So there's a lot going on in the lab. And electrolytic manganese, which is actually what is combined with the lithium ions, is the future. And you're absolutely right to say potential, because a lot of what's happening, it's very exciting, but it's in the lab right now. And if it can ever be commercialized, which, you know, a lot of countries are trying to do, you know, to the victor go the spoils, basically.
To the victor go the spoils, yeah. It's interesting how Larry has picked an asset that I think really, really is as important as any of the rare elements, any of the rare earths. And it's interesting also, shows you the business genius of this guy. It's also interesting how much investor interest has been sparked by this thing, because people are realizing, you know, we don't want to get all of this very important asset from mainland China. We want to start getting some of it from ourselves. And according to Larry, you know, here's a forward-looking statement, for lack of better terms, but he's pretty confident that that property's going to do it.
I think so. You know, this is not an early stage play. Like I mentioned, it was mined between 1928 and 1955. They have a 43-101 out with a measured, indicated, and inferred total of about 15 billion pounds of manganese, and also a PEA. Now, you know, to tell both sides of the story, one of the knocks, if you will, against the stock is the fact that the manganese is low grade. But in my opinion, even a low-grade deposit of that size in North America is worth a lot more than people are giving it credit for.
Sure, sure. Well, they've got some pretty interesting people involved in the company, and that, to me, is very important. I want to hear a little bit about Discovery Investing. You know, that's a newsletter that comes out. We've talked about it on the show a number of times. It's a newsletter that comes out in electronic form every morning. It's called Morning Notes. You and your dad put it together. I read it every single day. It's free. You've got 9 or 10,000 people who read this thing.
Basically, our investment thesis, and then I'll get to the real Morning Notes aspect in one moment, but our investment thesis is that there is a paradigm shift of wealth and affluence going from west to east. Again, this is shouldn't be a surprise to a lot of people, but in my opinion, that wealth, that quality of life, that rising quality of life, is built on the back of resources and natural resources, be they manganese, copper, silver, iron ore, you name it. Mm-hmm. So that's why, you know, we're very interested in the junior resource space. Now, where Discovery Investing comes in is we believe that great wealth comes from a discovery, and it's obviously very difficult to evaluate a given junior mining stock that doesn't have cash flows and earnings and so on and so forth. So what we do is we have a proprietary 10-point grid that we essentially overlay over the company, and we look at keys like management, immediacy of a given asset. In other words, how soon could the asset be brought into production? Do they own the asset outright? A whole host of things like that. Those are just three of the 10, but we look at those and then we rank the stock accordingly, and if it's a good discovery or for good potential for discovery, then we would recommend it.
You know, it's funny, but when you first came on the program, which was, I don't know, but you know, memory of my age, man, gets a little funny, but probably 6 or 8 months ago, and I remember you came on and you said, Al, I want to talk about something that really is under the radar, but I think that there is some real, real potential profit out there for investors. Do you remember what that was? Iron ore,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I hadn't thought about iron ore for God knows how long, you know, and I want to say I think you opened the eyes of an awful lot of our listeners because, you know, that's definitely an under the radar asset.
It's under the radar, and again, it's critical for the infrastructure build-out that's happening in Asia right now, and when you look at the dynamics of the iron ore market and the fact that India has cut back or restricted resources, again, that speaks to resource nationalism, which is happening all over the world in a broad swath of metals, if you will. But iron ore is only the latest example, and that's why I call it a critical metal.
No question about that. Now, are you guys involved to any great extent in some of the rare elements?
In some of the rare earths?
Yeah.
You know, we are, let's see, right now, no company specifically, but we've been covering the space for such a long time that it's an interesting time. I personally, you know, the supply and the demand dynamics haven't changed. In other words, the Chinese still own the marketplace. We all know the story. It's tried and true.
Yeah.
But I think that you've got anywhere from 250 to 300 companies that are currently searching globally for rare earths. And this is a $1.5 billion market. So there are just too many companies out there. And unfortunately, I think, you know, not to rain on the parade, but I think the air is coming out of the balloon a little bit. And I think what's going to happen is a lot of these smaller companies are just going to go away. And, you know, there will be some winners, whether or not it's the Molycorps or, you know, the Avalons of the world, the ones that have established themselves thus far. But, you know, there are just too many people out there chasing the dream.
Well, no, I agree. You know, we saw the same thing in the uranium industry. You know, when uranium was the flavor of the day in the not-too-distant past, I mean, you had a lot of uranium companies out there where, I mean, I got to tell you, you know, the president of the companies couldn't spell uranium, let alone, you know, and to an extent, that may exist in the rare earth sector, but there are some companies out there that in my mind, do make a lot of sense. Listen, I want to say in the interest of full disclosure, again, I do own shares in American Manganese. and they are sponsors on our website. Neither Chris nor I are registered investment advisors, so this ain't investment advice. We're just telling you about something that we're aware of and we like it. You click on their banner on our website and you make up your own mind. Big Al's going to be right back.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Hindi and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today. If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the second hour of the Corlin Economic Report. Chatting right now with Scott Baxter. Scott is the president of a company called Sniper Resources. I've known Sniper for a long, long time now. Actually, since inception, very, very interesting company. Apparently, you folks are garnering some interest in this also from our site. Roughly 2,000 of you have watched a video that we did with Sniper, and I want to direct your attention again to that video. You can actually see what Mr. Baxter here looks like. Scotty, you guys just picked up another property, but before we talk about that property real quick, talk about the original assets involved in Sniper, would you?
Okay, originally with Sniper, we had three projects. Overland Pass, adjacent to Bald Mountain, operated by Barrick in the Carlin Trend. Then we had the Guild project, which we just finished drilling. And we also have the Rehot claims, 16 claims by just northwest of Winnemucca that Doug McGibbon, my geologist, staked. And it cost, so that cost me $1,600. The other two are $2 million to earn 51%, and I've drilled them both. I hit gold in Overland Pass, double the grade they're mining next door, same host rock, and I'm at the gate. They have $300 million expansion at Ball. They announced it in March of last year and updated it in November. Doug was on the tour. They know Doug well because they operated, they're still operating his last two discoveries, Marigold and Pinson Mine, which is the 10 million ounces.
You know, Scotty, before we talk about the new property, the one other thing I want to bring up that a lot of people don't realize, but you know, Scott Baxter is a guy who puts his money where his mouth is. You are a huge shareholder in your company, Sniper, if I'm not mistaken. And we're not talking about penny stock. We're talking about, we're basically talking about shares that you have purchased at some fairly significant prices.
That's right. I went public October 26th. I did 5.4 million shares at 25 cents. 2 million of those shares were purchased by me because I don't want people thinking I've got cheap stock. Half of my stock has been bought at 25 cents or better. I knew the market wasn't there for junior IPOs, but I knew I wanted to be here in January when the market arrived, so that's why I did it.
And that's why you're here. Okay, real quick, we've got, well, not real quick necessarily, we've got about 6 minutes left. Tell me about the new property. Where is it? Why did you get involved in it, et cetera?
Okay, we acquired the new property, the Laura claims, 13 claims on April the 13th. We acquired them from the same JV partner, Columbus. And Columbus has 26 projects. They're also here at the show. They can't work them all. So Doug has a great deal of experience with Andy Wallace. They discovered Carlin, Pinson, Lone Tree, Marigold, and Daisy Mines together. And so when I selected Doug to operate with me, he was running Glamis and Marigold Mine at the time, which he took from 600,000 ounces to 7.4, with Barrick being a third partner in that. So that's why they know him so well. So we acquired this property for $10,000 cash, 13 claims, and 100,000 shares for 70%. I can purchase the other 30%. Now, remember, this is 3 miles southwest of Cortez South Hills, which was Placer's discovery and Cortez originally. Now it's the 100 million ounce deposit with Barrick. So if that doesn't lead you to believe that, then, by the way, if you look at the maps where I had Tone and it was taken over by U.S. Gold and now Sniper, I'm inside the gate. I'm closer in Carlin and Battle Mountain Trend than I was with the other ones. And that's because I've got the affiliation with Columbus and Doug McGibbon, who's got 30 years experience and found 10 million ounces of it.
What's going to be going on down there under your stewardship, for lack of better terms, for the rest of this year?
Well, I went public October 26th, started drilling December the 2nd, finished in the middle of March, and I just reported I hit gold from 0 to 50 feet in hole 11, which was a vertical hole. I hit it going west at 45 degrees for the first 35 feet, and I hit it north going 45 feet. That's called Skipjack Ridge. We added another 7 claims. That was in the press release on Thursday. But I don't know what people are looking for, but I listed on the Frankfurt Exchange because I think that the Germans are very, very big investors worldwide. And if you look, they're buying the New York Stock Exchange. It's not the other way around. They have 60%, and the New York Stock Exchange has 40%.
Yeah.
So they're a very astute group of investors that I was just there, and they are telling me they want to be shareholders for 5 to 7 years, and they have real money. And, you know, I've got to go and distribute this because I would like to hang on for possibly 3 or 4 years this time, because some of my projects take a year to permit, which means 3 years to do it three times. And I've done them both once now. Now I want to come back and drill them again.
You know, you have done this once before, and I want to talk about that a little bit. And, you know, when I say you've done this once before, I became familiar with your former company, Tone Resources, probably, was it 5 or 6, 7 years ago. Huge, huge success for shareholders. Give us just a brief history on that one, would you?
Well, I had 7 projects in Tone. It was named after my daughter. I went public at 50 cents, May 16th.
You sentimental guy.
And it was also named after my mother-in-law, so it was either I was successful or I didn't return home.
There you go.
But I don't mind challenges, so I turned 78,000 into 53 million.
Yeah.
And one of the claim blocks I had, the Cabin Creek that McEwen refers to as Gold Bar,
yeah,
I staked it for $1,250. He found $135 million worth of gold on it. Now, I'm looking at that two ways. One, maybe I sold too cheap, but no one's ever offered me $6 million before either. Now that I'm on the other side of that $6 million, I put 972 where my mouth is and went public again. But Rob offered me a job and said there was lots of opportunities being created, but I felt better at the $0 to $100 million than I did working for somebody. And you know,
wait a minute. That's
crazy. Like you.
That's crazy. Why would you feel better at $0 to $100 million as opposed to getting a salary of $100 a year?
I'm into challenges. And it's like you work Saturdays and Sundays and Friday nights like I do. But no one tells you you have to. And Al, I think if a radio station bought you out and said, Al, you're working Sunday, you'd say, no, I'm not.
You know what it's all about? No, you're 100% right, but it's all about passion. And, you know, the one thing I want to say about Scott Baxter is Scotty has as much passion in this industry as anybody. You know, a mutual friend of ours, Walt Raby, who is someone who I really owe my entire career to, I have to say, introduced me to Scotty a number of years ago. And I'll tell you, one thing I realized in the first conversation that I ever had with this guy is he has as much passion for this silly industry, certainly, as I do, and that's a whole bunch. Got 30 seconds left. You bullish are you bullish or bearish on gold and silver?
Well, gold and silver are going to the moon. The U.S. government guaranteeing it. And I did like Rob McEwen did. I own 21% of the company.
There you go. There you have it.
I have a little skin in the game, as they say.
A little skin in the game. 21% of that company is a fair amount of change. Here is another guy, another what I consider to be very credible businessman, who like I do, believes in gold and silver. Listen, don't take this as being investment advice, Mike, our comments about these companies. They are not. I'm not a registered investment advisor, neither is Scott. I also have a no equity position in this company. And you know what else? Nobody paid me to do this interview. Big Al's going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's UTOPIA Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Concerned about nuclear contamination? You're not alone. If you understand the risk of today's food being contaminated from nuclear fallout, you would not only trust Wild Food for survival, you'd count on it. Wild Food is the most prolific, fastest-growing food available. It's fresh because it doesn't sit in the field for 8 to 10 weeks being fertilized or sprayed with pesticides, accumulating radiation. and wild food is not genetically altered. Ounce for ounce, wild food has more nutrition and less harmful elements than any animal or commercial agriculturally grown food. It can detoxify the body. And the best part? Wild food is free for the taking. Let author Linda Runyon show you how to identify, harvest, prepare, eat, and store wild food. Go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. That's 888-513-2837. Or visit ofthefield.com for your survival.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-45 7-9-0-0-9. That's 877-457-9-0-0-9. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
This is your call to action, America. It's time to get prepared. Food prices, fuel prices, dollar collapse, earthquakes, tornadoes, nuclear meltdown.
Where's your plan?
Get one at the Get Prepared Expo in Springfield, Missouri, May 14th and 15th, downtown at the Expo Center. Learn about survival economics, gold, silver, emergency food, water filtration, solar and wind power, heirloom seeds and gardening, how to prepare and defend your home, and hear from John Moore as he speaks about global warming
and what the government isn't telling you.
Joyce Riley's seminar about what we will do
when there is no medicine.
Plus, meet the 2012 candidate for President of the United States. All this and much more at the Get Prepared Expo, May 14th and 15th in Springfield, Missouri, for the low admission price of only $7. Get details now at GetPreparedExpo.com. That's GetPreparedExpo.com.
What happens next is up to you.
GetPreparedExpo.com. Sponsored by GCN and Midas Resources.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the second hour of the weekend edition of the Cortland Economics Report. Time out, Cortland. Appreciate you joining me. Got Marshall Barrell with me right now. He's no stranger to you folks out there. Marshall has been involved in our program almost since inception, since I've known this guy for probably 25 or 30 years, and I've only been doing this for about 20. But Marshall, I just attended your presentation here at the Chicago Resource Expo. I noticed that during your presentation, you and Malcolm talked a fair bit, a fair amount, I guess I should say, on some of the companies that you're invested in. And one of the companies that you discussed at length was a company that I know really well. I'm invested in it courtesy of you guys, and that company is Extore Gold. You and I and Malcolm and my wife Kathy all went down to Patagonia, which is in the southern part of Argentina, visited the property a couple of years ago. Very, very interesting situation. My observation on the environment down there is I don't think you could find a better place for gold, for exploring for gold and mining gold than you've got in Patagonia. I mean, it's perfect. You've got a great some great political support, both on the local and on the national level. In terms of environmental concerns, there are not a lot. And then on top of that, under Yale Simpson's capable stewardship, I mean, these guys have come up with one heck of an asset. Talk to me a little bit about, you know, in terms of an update, why you guys continue to like Extore.
We continue to like Extore because of the progress they're making towards going into production. At Encompass Fund, we invest in all market cap size companies, and the large ones, and mid-size, small ones, and micro cap companies. One of the things we look for is a management team that is making progress towards its goals
sure.
and objectives. And the management team at Extore has certainly been doing that over the past several years.
Well, Yale's on record as stating he does not want to sell the company. He wants it to go into production, and he's put a year on it, 2012.
And that's near term. I mean, we're in 2011, so
yeah.
Production in 2012 is near term. And as you said, and you and I have both had the opportunity to view the project, it does not present a lot of difficulties that a number of projects around the world do. The community welcomes the jobs and the employment that will be provided. There is some infrastructure that would need to be completed, but it's not of any major nature. It's flat land. It's not the mountains, and it's flat land. It's roughly 25 miles from the ocean, so you can get equipment in and out. You can get your production shipped to the smelters, which is very important, and power is there. And it's a very welcoming jurisdiction.
Sure.
Another thing that's attractive, and this was developed in the last year and a half, is they're in Extori's operating in southern Argentina, the Patagonia area on the east side, east coast. On the west coast, almost directly across from them, was Andean Resources, which has been bought out by Goldcorp. And Goldcorp,
interesting buyout.
Interesting buyout.
Yeah.
Very expensive on an ounce of gold ounce in the ground metric, because Andean had not done that much drilling, and there wasn't that much established with a 43-101. Goldcorp just very recently reported that they have doubled the reserves at the project, but Extori is also in the process of doing additional drilling, both where their main project is and some subsidiary ancillary projects. That looks like they're going to have a major gold and silver development there. And I've heard it joked as to whether it really should be Extori Gold or should be Extori Silver, because there is substantial silver there. And when one of the things we look for is how a company, as I mentioned, how a company is progressing towards their objectives, and the objective here is production in 2012, and with the prices of gold and silver at gold at all-time highs, silver near all-time highs at 31-year highs, and we think both commodities are going to continue to increase in price, makes it a very attractive economics for Extori's project, and we think that they will proceed towards production. I'm sure that if somebody came along with an offer they can't refuse, management, being good businessmen, wouldn't refuse it. But either way, it's not what we're looking for is a buyout, but if it happens, it'll be attractive for the shareholders, I'm sure, and if it doesn't, getting into production with the cost of, I believe, around $200 cash cost an ounce, and with gold selling at close to $1,500 and silver over $40 will be a very attractive project for the shareholders.
Well, I think it really is. You know, it's interesting, but you talk about hitting yourself on the head, 27 times a day for mistakes you've made in the past. I had an opportunity to invest into Exeter before they spun off Extori for something down around $1.25 a share or thereabouts. Now, that $1.25 a share is now worth, when you take, basically the end result, which is shares in both Extori and Exeter, that's worth something north of $10. And we're talking probably four or five years ago.
And I think closer to 12 the last time I looked at the prices, because Extori was around $7 or $7.50 a share, and it was a share-for-share spin-out from Exeter, and Exeter is over $5 per share. Exeter is also a very interesting company with a tremendous project. It's not as far along as Extori, but also has presents a lot of opportunity for an investor.
Okay, what I have to say here, in the interest of full disclosure, got about a minute and a half left here, but courtesy of the brilliance of Marshall Barrel, Big Al and Little Kathy are investors in both Xtory and Exeter, courtesy of the Encompass Fund, which is a fund near and dear to my heart. We're going to wrap up the program.
Thank you, Al, but I appreciate the kind remarks, but let us also certainly, so if it's not clear for your listeners, that Encompass Fund, which Malcolm Gissen and I co-manage, are investors in both Xtory and Exeter, as well as we own both companies for clients in our individual accounts, and we both own the stock individually ourselves.
So you guys are so you fall into the mealy mouth category of someone who puts his money where his mouth is.
We think we do, and we think that's an advantage for investors. I've never understood the philosophy that mutual fund manager says, well, I don't want any conflicts or whatever, and so I don't invest in the companies that I have my fund invest in. We do not believe that's an appropriate, it's not appropriate for us. It may be appropriate for other people, and that's up to them. But for us, we're comfortable.
I got to cut you off. You're going to be back, though, however, with your co-portfolio manager, Malcolm Gissen. We're going to wrap up the show. We're going to talk about what I think is one of the best mutual funds, and Morningstar agrees with me out there, and that's the Encompass Fund. Look for that in the last segment, which will follow here quickly. Marshall, thank you so much, buddy. You know, one of the great things about doing radio at these shows is you have a tendency to lose track of time, and when you have so many people around us as we do right now, you really lose track of time, and unfortunately, I lost track of time. We got a little bit left here. Marshall, finishing up, you started to say a few things about Exeter up in Chile.
Yes, Exeter has a major project in the Chilean Andes. The project's at about 14,500 feet elevation. It's a major gold and copper project that is in the development stage. They've done a good amount of drilling. They're continuing to do drilling. They're continuing to further delineate the scope of the project, the parameters, and how best to mine it, because there are several different alternatives that they can utilize for mining, and they're exploring those.
Was there with you before our visit down to Xtory. We went up to the Exeter property. Man, I got to tell you, it too is very, very interesting. Okay, we got our time straight. Big Al's going to be right back with both Marshall Beryl and Malcolm Gissen.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed or your money back.
Freedom, the blistering anti-globalist anthem from the rock band Ravelin.
Back in clothes, have their tomb. Flexibility with the rules.
Just one of 11 great songs from their album Under the Sun. Available on iTunes and at Ravelin.com. R-A, B as in victory, E-L-Y-N, Ravelin.com.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, OrganicaSeed is healthy seed.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today. If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Okay, welcome back. Final segment of the weekend edition of the Cornell Economics Report Time. Al Cornell, appreciate you joining me. Chatting right now with a couple of old friends, as promised, Marshall Barrell, my buddy of 20-some-odd years, Malcolm Gissen, my friend of probably 10 or 15 years. These guys run what is, according to Morningstar, the most successful mutual fund out there. The thing is growing in size by leaps and bounds, and you know why? Because these guys are good. The Encompass Fund, this is not an advertisement by any stretch of the imagination. No compensation for this coming to Big Al, number one. Number two, in the interest of full disclosure, I am an investor in the Encompass Fund, along with my much smarter second half, who suggested we do it a long time ago after I suggested we do it. Talk about the Encompass Fund. Let's start with you, Malcolm.
Al, as you know, Marshall and I have been in this business for about 30 years each. We evaluated many mutual funds over the years and learned early in the 2000s that we were outperforming most of the best mutual funds consistently. As a result, we had a money management business and we decided to open a mutual fund to allow people who didn't have the minimum account size to become a private client to be able to invest with us and have our unique investment style working for them.
Okay, let's talk about the unique investment style.
We are both top-down and bottom-up investors, meaning we develop investment themes. One theme we developed, for example, in 1999 was that real estate was deeply undervalued. As you know, real estate proceeded to be the best-performing sector of the market from 2000 to 2006. In 2002 and 2003, we made the same call on resource companies. We determined that because of the enormous growth going on in third-world countries, we were going to see great prospects for any kind of resource company, whether it be an energy company, oil, gas, uranium, coal, any kind of energy, as well as metals, both precious metals, gold, silver, and industrial metals, meaning tin, molybdenum, iron ore. And this is exactly what happened. As a result, our Encompass Fund has been the number one international fund for both the trailing 1 year and the trailing 3 year periods. We posted a 137% return in 2009 and followed that up with a 60% return in 2010. In 2009, the Encompass Fund ranked as the fifth best fund in the United States. In 2010, the Encompass Fund was the number two best ranked fund out of 15,000 funds. To our knowledge, Morningstar tells us that no mutual fund has ever ranked in the top five.
Just, I have a question. That was number two out of how many funds?
15,700.
Marshall Barrel, number two out of 15,000 funds. You guys are doing one hell of a job.
Well, thank you, Al. We keep trying. We keep work at it very hard. Malcolm and I are co-founders of Encompass Fund, and we're co-portfolio managers. We also have two other investment professionals in the firm who assist us, who are very valuable and helpful in researching companies, and we bounce ideas around. We're not always in agreement about what to do, but we come to a consensus, and we do it. And fortunately for our investors, it has worked out far more often than not.
You know, one mistake I've made in the past, you guys, is I have said, you know, these guys are primarily a resource fund, et cetera, et cetera. That may or may not be the case. Long term, it certainly isn't the case. Your philosophy is very, very different. Malcolm, you guys look at companies, and you invest in companies that fall into the category of, as you put it, unique opportunities. Now, I know that, as I said, Kathy and I are investors in the Encompass Fund, and I know that because of that, we've got investments in Burkina Faso. We've got investments in Mongolia, if I'm not mistaken. We've got investments in Israel. So, I mean, it's not just a fund that invests in mining companies.
Absolutely, Al. One of the areas, for example, that we like is agriculture. We think that farmers are going to be required to produce more crops on less land with the development that goes on in third world countries, in developing world countries, as well as in the United States. And so the fund holds some companies that are producing protein, that are producing natural sweeteners, natural sugar. We feel that this is the future, and so we have found some exceptional companies that offer great opportunities. We believe the fund will continue to outperform because of our style of investing and because of the areas that we find great opportunities. I should point out that past performance is no guarantee of future results. The SEC, of course, likes us to say that, Al.
I'd like to mention that when we established Encompass Fund, Malcolm and I set it up to be very shareholder-friendly. It's a no-load fund. There's no commission to buy it or sell it. There's a redemption fee if you sell within 90 days of buying. But beyond that, there is none. There's no 12b-1 fee, and there's a capped management fee and expense ratio, a total of 1.45%. And so we set it up to be very shareholder-friendly. That's what we operate. We also set it up that we can invest in anywhere in the world. We can invest in any market capitalization size company, and we can invest in any industry. We have been focused on resource companies in the past. We anticipate that that will be the case for some period of time to come because we like what's going on with the resource companies. And we think that'll continue, but at such point as we don't think that that's the place to be, we won't be there. We're not a resource fund. We're not a gold fund. We are a go-anywhere fund, and that's, we feel, is very advantageous for our investors.
That's something I want to talk about perhaps a little more at length on that. Now, you are, as you put it very very accurately, a go-anywhere fund, and that makes a lot of sense. But when you've got the kind of money invested in companies that the Encompass Fund does, how easy is it to be really nimble on your feet?
Well, it's quite nimble. We're not one of these billion-dollar funds or even half a billion dollars. And so we're still relatively small as mutual funds go. We're growing. We've had good inflow throughout the life of the fund. We're almost 5 years old. We'll be 5 years old at the end of June of this year. But we still have a lot of flexibility about what companies we invest in and the ability to get in and out. Also, because we are long-term focused, we're not traders. We can take our time to build a position in a company, and we have, if the company doesn't have that much liquidity in the public marketplace. So we don't feel that we have to get in all at once or get out all at once, and we can take our time and have on occasion done so if needed.
Yeah.
So that adds to our ability to get the kind of performance that unfortunately, we've had the last few years.
Malcolm, I got a question for you. You know, I've been a believer for an awfully long time that when one is looking to invest, and no, it really doesn't matter what the sector is. My area of expertise happens to be resources. Okay, so let's just, you know, I have to, unfortunately, out of necessity, limit my question to that. But, you know, when people look to invest in the resource sector, you know, there are so many considerations aside from the basic fundamentals of each particular company. But you also, in my opinion, really have to look at international along with national events. And I got to tell you right now, and we talked about this earlier in the program, but I got to tell you right now, in my humble opinion, with what's going on in the United States and to a very large extent with what's going on in other parts of the world, boy, eye of the storm for gold, in my opinion.
I agree, Al. I think that people are really frightened. We have a government in the United States that doesn't seem to be able to accomplish much. The Republicans and the Democrats are fighting terribly. I think that concerns people that we might not be able to resolve those disputes. In addition, we have state governments that are facing bankruptcy, and they're having to cut tremendously. So we're going to see lots of unemployed state workers, teachers, and other workers. These are middle-class people. And where are they going to find new jobs? We have wars going on all over. What's going on in the Middle East with people rising to overthrow their governments, there's a lot of uncertainty. And in times of uncertainty, people look for hard assets.
You bet.
That makes gold and silver very attractive. One thing I should mention, Al, we're talking about the Encompass Fund. The Encompass Fund is on both the Schwab platform and the Fidelity platform. So people can invest directly by going to the website, www.encompassfund.com, or go to Fidelity or Schwab and open an account.
You know, I have to tell you, and again, you know, I'm not getting paid to say this. This is definitely not an advertisement. I am an investor in the Encompass Fund, but I've known these guys for a long time. And some of the companies that they're involved in are companies that I've had, you know, that I'm fortunate to have introduced them to. But, you know, their philosophy, I have to tell you, is very similar to Al Corland's philosophy, and that is, number one, of course you look at the assets. Of course you look at the financial condition of the company, which is obviously assets. But you also have to look very, very closely at management. And I'll tell you, I know virtually all of the senior management of all of the companies that these guys are invested in.
The Corland Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corland and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guest by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corland, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corland Economics Report.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.